morning, everybody. I will talk about environmental fate of manure-borne estrogens and pathogens applied to agricultural land, effect of slurry separation. And content of the presentation, introduction, experiments and objectives, methods and results, conclusion and question and discussion. Animal manure is a source of nutrient and organic matter to agricultural soil, but it is also a potential source of different harmful contaminants, including pathogens and estrogens. In Europe, more than 65% animal manure is handled as slurry. And due to easy handling of slurry and nutrient management, the slurry dry matter is separated out from the slurry before field application. But the lower slurry dry matter facilitates the redistribution of slurry particles in the soil. So, the fate of the manure-borne contaminants like estrogens and pathogens can be sensed or affected by the dry matter separation techniques. Considering these factors, we did some experiment. In substitution experiment, we tried to investigate how the 17-beta-estradiol, one of the natural estrogenic hormones, source to different size fraction of slurry separates and the soils amended with each size fraction. In a redistribution experiment, we investigated the redistribution and persistence of manure-borne virus and bacteria from peak slurry after direct injection into soil. A leaching experiment to investigate leaching and persistence of E. coli from different peak slurry applied to intact soil columns. In substitution experiment, we use slurry separates. We subdivided slurry into four size fraction, SS1, 75 to 500 micrometer, SS2, 5 to 75 micrometer, SS3, 1 to 5 micrometer, and SS4 is actually dissolved organic matter. And we use three soils. Soil A is 1.9% organic carbon content, soil B 1.6%, and soil C 1.2% organic carbon content. And we use 0.0015 to 0.15 milligram per liter concentration of E2. And we use both calcium chloride and pig urine as liquid phase. And in the experimental steps, we use 0.5 gram soil or 0.5 gram slurry separates or mixture of soil and slurry into a centrifuge tube. And we add 1 ml of calcium chloride and then autoclave. Then after cooling, and we added liquid phase or calcium chloride or pig urine. And then we added carbon 14 level E2, 24 hour agitation at 10 degrees Celsius temperature, and centrifuge 5000 Z for 1 hour. And then we counted carbon 14 both in liquid and solid phases. This Fernlos isotherm fitted very well with our data set. And we also calculated the solid liquid partition coefficient KD using this equation, sub coefficient divided by aqueous concentration. And we also calculated organic carbon normalized sorption coefficient KOC. The result shows that the KD values of different soil was significantly different, and there was highly correlation between the organic carbon content of the soil and the KD values. The log KOC value was also different for different soils. The KD value of slurry separates was 10 to 30 times higher than the soil values. And the log KOC value of the slurry separate was lower than the soil KOC value. And the KD value of different slurry separate was different for different size fraction. And when we added slurry separate to soil, it increased sorption capacity of the solid. But when we added SS4, the dissolved organic matter of the slurry, it decreased sorption capacity of the soil significantly. The similar trend also observed in pig urine, but the sorption in the pig urine phase was much lower than the calcium chloride. And the log KLC value was around 0.1 to 0.2 log unit lower in pig urine phase. In a redistribution experiment, we used two slurry, one at fifth stop, 6.3% slurry dry matter, and the soil was sandy clay loam. And at S-stop, the slurry dry matter was 0.8% and the soil was sandy loam. And slurry was applied on 50 ton per hectare. After 1 week, spring barley was sown. We used E. coli as a model organism for pathogenic bacteria and spiked Salmonella typhimurium bacteriophage 28B as a model organism for pathogenic virus. And after slurry application, we selected three slurry applied slit, and on each slit, we randomly selected five sampling points. And then on each sampling event, we collected three sampling profile, soil profile. And then each soil profile was again subdivided into six sections, A, B, C, D, and E and F. A is the slurry hotspot, slurry slit, and the others are the surrounding section. We collected sample on day 0, day 1, day 6, 18, and 49. The weather condition, the temperature was between 4 to 11 degrees Celsius. At C-stop, and S-stop was between 7 to 15 degrees Celsius. There was no much rain during past 4 weeks, both field sites, but there was two rainy events at both field sites last 3-4 weeks. The figure shows the redistribution, the concentration of E. coli of different section at different sampling events. The redistribution and the survival of E. coli was different at different field sites. The redistribution at C-stop is lower, and the redistribution process was slow. Very few of the E. coli was actually found in section D, E, and F, and the survival decreased very sharply during first 4 weeks, three weeks. On the other hand, at S-stop, redistribution process was quick, and its concentration of E. coli in the different section was quite high, and the survival of E. coli during first 3 weeks was high, but it decreased sharply during last 4 weeks. But at both field sites, the survival of E. coli in the slurry slit A was high. And the bacteriophage, the redistribution and the survival was also different at different field sites. The concentration at section E and F and D was much lower than the section A, B, C at C-stop. But the difference between different section was lower at S-stop. And the survival was also similar in different section at S-stop, whereas it was different in different section at C-stop. And then in the leaching experiment, we used three slurry, raw slurry, liquid fraction, and ozonated liquid fraction. Raw slurry dry matter content 5.7%, liquid fraction 3.1%, and ozonated liquid fraction 3.1%. And we use two different slurry application method, surface application and injection methods. And we irrigated this soil column using simulated rainfall, 30 millimeter per hour for 3 hours, and once in a week, total 4 weeks. And after leaching experiment, we sliced the soil column into four different sections. S1, S2, S3, and S4. S1 is the slurry hotspot and the other sections. And found the leaching concentration was different for different slurry. The highest concentration was for raw slurry injected, then liquid fraction, and the lowest one is for ozonated liquid fraction. And for application method, injected slurry For injected slurry, the concentration of E. coli was higher than the surface applied slurry. For the redistribution, all of the E. coli mainly concentrated, most of the E. coli concentrated in section S1, 73 to 98%. But the total retained in the soil column was not significantly different for different slurry. But for without rain events, it shows that the survival was higher for the liquid fraction. And the total least concentration was higher for liquid fraction than raw slurry injected, and the lowest one was for ozonated liquid fraction. And the recovery was higher for liquid fraction, both irrigated condition and non-irrigated condition. So in conclusion, we can say sorption was different for different slurry separates. The SS4 was highest in sorption capacity and the lowest one SS1, but the size and the organic carbon content was not the main factors. The type of organic matter in the different slurry separates was also important factor. And the sorption to slurry separate was much higher, 10 to 30 times than the soil values. But the KOC value was higher for soil. And dissolved slurry organic matter decreased the sorption capacity of the soil remaining in the liquid phase, but the other slurry separates increased the sorption capacity to the solid. Redistribution process of pathogens was low for high dry matter content. And E. coli bacteriophage redistributed in all sections, and they were still detected after 49 days. And leaching and survival of E. coli were also different for different slurry types. Highest was for liquid fraction, then the raw slurry and ozonated liquid fraction. So thank you. And I also acknowledge the Strategic Research Council of Denmark for funding.
Time for some questions. Okay. Thank you very much. Oh, sorry,
we
have a question.
Sorry, we have a question. Yeah. Calcium chloride. Actually, the sorption, we wanted to simulate the condition in the soil, water, and the slurry soil condition. So calcium chloride is the best representative of soil-water condition because the calcium ion is mostly available in the soil and water solution. But we also use urine as another phase to represent the slurry condition. No. Because the concentration was very low, 0.01 molar concentration.
Follow-up question. Okay, thank you.